Describe a time that you looked for information from the internet. To begin with, I'd like to say that I'm always on the internet. But if I have to mention a specific time I used it, there is one piece of info that I can remember searching for. It was when I was starting to learn how to do some basic coding a couple of months ago. At the time, I was desperately trying to find a structured course where I could learn how to code. The course had to not only be free or of little cost, but also up to date with the trends of 2019. I used my brain and my trusty Google Chrome browser alongside google.com for this task. Thankfully, in the end, after looking at over a dozen articles, I ended up finding what I was looking for. I felt pretty satisfied after that because, as I mentioned, I checked loads of articles and I was ready to give up, had it not been for an article on Medium. Had it not been for an article on Medium.com, I wouldn't have found anything. One more thing is that the article was written by an industry expert and has helped me out a lot since, and I hope I'll be able to learn how to code better in the future as well. 1. How can people get information these days? As far as I'm concerned, young people prefer to read news in online articles on the internet. I mean, to be honest, they do everything on the internet, from talking to studying. So, getting news is no exception. However, the older generations, who are not familiar with the virtual world, like to get news via daily newspapers. Also, information from newspapers are generally more trustworthy than online news. 2. What are the differences between getting information from library and getting information from newspapers? Newspapers tend to focus on a limited number of controversial topics, like sport or politics. In addition, newspapers only cover the latest news, but if they want to find a past article about specific subjects like chemistry or history, there is a higher chance that I will find what I need in the library. Not only are libraries a wealth of knowledge, but they also help readers concentrate better, thanks to the quiet atmosphere. 3. Is information on the internet reliable? Yes and no. Of course, it is evident since anyone can post anything on the internet, we should not trust everything we read online. Not to mention the fact that many journalists write exaggerated articles with misleading titles or misinterpret quotes in interviews to get more views. This is best exemplified by gutter press journalism, the worst nightmare of most celebrities.